as we'll see further on in the Divrei Torah, the impact of the Golus of Yishmael, its intensity, its difficulty, and the pain that it's inflicted and continues to inflict on Klal Yisrael, seems to be almost in inverse proportion to the extent that it's discussed both in Mikra and in Chazal. We have relatively a lot of material in Mikra and in Chazal for Golus Bavel, Golus Paras and Modai, Golus Yavon, Golus Edom. The Golus of Yishmael, despite its enormous impact, receives relatively little attention. And that will be part of what we'll try and address for Be'ez Hashem, is why that is. We find perhaps the first instance where Yishmael comes to oppose and counter Klal Yisrael is in the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Pei Gimel. Shir Bismar La'osof, Ki Hine Oyevecho Yehemoyim Mesanecho Nosu Roish. And there's a Machloikis HaRishayim if this capital is describing past events or future events. The Arishayim that learn that this describes the period of Yehoshaphat, during the period of the Malachim. Other Rishayim understand that this is referring to the Asid Lavoy, to times yet to come after the life of David HaMelech. And there we find Ki Noyatsu Leid Yachdov Alecho Britzi Chorisu, an alliance between various umois which surround the Eretz Yisrael, very reminiscent to what Yeshua Eretz Yisrael faced today, Alecho Britzi Chorisu, an alliance which is cemented with the Bris, and we find mentioned Ohalei Edoi V'Yishneim. So we find the mention of Yishmael, and we find the second key point, which again Be'ez Hashem will come back to, is a particular connection between Edom and Yishmael. Later on, again in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Chav Dalet, this time an allusion not referred to by the Rishonim, but referred to Reb Chaim Vital in his Pirush on Tehillim. Lule Hashem Shahoy Olon Bukum Oleinu Odom. And Chaim Vital explains that that Odom refers again to Yishmael. You find in the Piyutim of Slichos, in the Piyut of Ki Ato Rav Slichos Ubal Rachamim, we ask Kale Seir V'Choisnoi V'Olu B'Tzioi Mashiach. Seir, of course, is Edom, and Chosnoi is his father-in-law Yishmael. Vayelech Eitzor et Yishmael, Vayikach lo es mochala atzak Yishmael, lo yu Yishmael. And we understand that if the Paiton is referring to the relationship between Esau and Yishmael as the Seir of Chosnoi, then we understand that the fact that Yishmael and Esau became, so to speak, Mishpacha, by virtue of Yishmael marrying the daughter of Esau, we already find then in Mikra, in Psukim and Chumash, an allusion to what will occur during the Malchus of Seir, where Yishmael Chosnoi will be a part of that. And we'll try and explain this Hashem, some of that relationship and what that's referring to. The origin of the opposition of Yishmael to Klal Yisrael, the Ramban explains, has its source in the relationship between Sarah and Hagar, the mother of Yishmael. But on the Pasuk in Parashat Lech Lecha, "Vatanea Sarah v'tibrach miponeh." Wouldn't be able to say this ourselves, but this is the Lashon of the Ramban. He says, Chata imenu v'inui hazeh. Imenu Sora was in somehow this is considered a chet. V'gam Avrom, and so to Avrom, Bahanicha Lasse came. By Avrom somehow tacitly condoning it, it was also considered what the Rabban calls a chet. V'shoma Hashem Elonyo, and the Rabbeinu Shalom heard Hapein, V'nosan Lo Bein, Sheyehei Pere Adam. That's the allusion of Reb Chaim Vital, Bukum Oleinu Adam, because Yishmael is described as a Pere Adam. La Anois Zera Avron Besara Bukum Mine Imay. And therefore Yishmael was, so to speak, given the opportunity, and perhaps even charged in history, to lead a nation which would afflict the offspring of Avram and Sarah, the Kol Minayim. And perhaps the Ramban, when he says the Kol Minayim, is referring to two different aspects of Golus Yishmael, which the Rambam speaks about in Igeres Haimon. We're familiar that Igeres Haimon, in terms of its historical context, was a letter that the Rambam wrote to Yoshua Tamon, who was subject to being misled by Mashiach Sheker. And the Rambam places that vulnerability of the Kehillah and Tamon as part of a broader context in which the Rambam calls the Novi of Yishmael had years before already spread a certain message which made the Am Yisrael in that region vulnerable. And the Rambam in Igeres Haimon writes the following. He says that our response to Malchus Yishmael, the Rambam instructs them, is Sha'amu Shoyimim Cherposeinu L'Shoysim. We bear our humiliation and we're silent. V'noysim Ulom V'doyimim. And we bear the yoke that they put on us and we're also silent. Meaning, the Rambam is saying that Yishmael challenges Klal Yisrael on two planes. One is ideologically, and the second is in terms of oppression. Zot the Rambam, Shon Mishaytim Cherpa Seidu Mishaytim. We listen to the Cherpa, and we'll see further on the Shonis of the Rambam in Mechas Melachim, where the Rambam describes the theological challenge that Bnei Yishmael, so to speak, presented to Klal Yisrael, the idea that they had a Novi who presented that Chas V'Shalom, the observance of Kiyum HaTorah, should be ordered. And secondly, the Nisim Kulam B'Dayanim, there was enormous oppression that Bnei Yishmael then subjected Klal Yisrael to. And he says the following, V'Aleim Omra Torah, and the source of this is a Pirkei Devar. Pasuk in Balak, Oy mi yichya mi sumoy keil. Woe to those who will have to live in a state of sumoy keil, on which the measure says, Oy mi she yichya b'malchus yishmael. And this is not a mere play on words that sumoy keil has an alliteration which is similar to Yishmael. We'll see there's a profound connection between the concept of sumoy keil and Yishmael. And the Rambam says a remarkable thing which I'm not aware of a Makor in Medrash, but he says it has a remnant in the names of the offspring of Yishmael mentioned in the end of Parshas Chayei Sarah. Some of the children of Yishmael are called the Eilah Shmois B'nei Yishmael, and some of them are called Umishma V'duma Umasa. Some of the names of the children of Yishmael. The Rambam explains these names, this is the Rambam in Igeres Haimon, explains these names in the form of a remez. And he says, V'chichu Rabbi Seinu. In this medrash that we mentioned of Oy Yichem Yisum Oy Keil, Chazal have established that our task is Losseis Kizve Yishmoel V'shikra. Part of those is to bear the untruths and the falsifications of Yishmael, the lishrei kimen, and to bear it in silence. The somchuzen, he says, Chazal find an allusion to this שכוסו בשבונו ואין לשמועית בני ישראל ומשמו ודומו ומסו, says the Rambam, שמה, you will hear it, doim, you will be silent, וסור, and you will bear it. So already in Mikra, in the presentation of the children of Ishmael, the Rambam and the Geras Haimon writes that this is an allusion to what we would have to bear from Ishmael, and what our response would be. O Yichyeh Misumakeh. Pirkei Avos says that this that the Rambam and Ramban writes, and some understand that the Ramban himself means this later in Parashas Lech Lecha, that the very name of Yishmael, Yishmakel, Pirkei Avos says in Parakam Beis, means that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam enabled Yishmael, like the Ramban says, to be Ma'ane Yisrael v'chol mine inui. And the purpose is in order to bring Klal Yisrael for tefillah. That Klal Yisrael should be mispalel. We know from a Rashi in Masechet Ksubos, Rashi on the Chufidalef in the Sugya of the Shalosh Shavuos, which the Rebbeinu Shalom is Mashpia Klal Yisrael. One of the Shavuos is Shalom Yidchaku Es HaKeitz. And Rashi explains this concept of not, so to speak, being doichek, not pushing the keitz, the geula, in two ways, which are almost contradictory. The first explanation Rashi brings is Shalom Yidchus and Keitz Ha'avonon. The Klal Yisrael should make every effort to generate the schus, which will allow the geula to be expedited. That's the first part Rashi says. The second is Shalom Yarbu B'tachnunim Al Kach Yoyser Midai. Fascinating Rashi. Klal Yisrael is charged in Golus to plead for the geula. There's an exact way in which Chazal showed us and taught us how to be mispalel for the Geula Shleima. But being mispalel for the Geula in the way that Chazal showed us is part of the essence of Klal Yisrael's experience in Golus. Says the Pirkei Avos, there is no Ummah that brings Klal Yisrael to tefillah in the way that Ishmael does. And as we continue Be'ez Hashem, we'll see what's unique about Ishmael that brings Klal Yisrael to tefillah in a way that no other woman does and can. Let's understand further the sources in Mikra and Chumash to understand what's unique about Golus Ishmael. We mentioned before that there's a commonality between Seir v'Chaisa, between Ishmael and Esav. But there's a very fundamental difference between the two. And this brings us to understanding why Golus Ishmael, like the Rambam alludes to and the Rambam explains, is a particularly difficult Golus to endure. And that's like this. If we look at how the Torah describes the language the Torah Kodesh uses to describe the establishment of the kingdom of Esav and the dominion of Ishmael, there is a key difference in the Lashon of the Pesukim. In the case of Ishmael, Ishmael's leaders are described as Nesiyim L'umaisan. Nesiyim. Whereas in the case of Esav, they are described as Alufim. The difference between the two is that the Gemara in Sanhedrin on the Tzadik Ches explains the term Aluf in the Lashon of the Gemara as Malchusot Beloi Kago, a kingdom without full sovereignty. For example, Malchei Yisrael, as opposed to Malchei Yehuda, are also called Malchusot Beloi Kago, a Malchus but without the full extent that Malchus entails. It's called Malchusot Beloi Kago. Edoim, as long as it hasn't yet been fulfilled, the nevuah of Va'olim Moshiyim Al Hatzir and Lishpoit Esar Esav, Esav was granted Melucha. Because what counts as the Melucha of Esav La'asid Lava is V'chisa La'Hashem HaMelucha. Esav was granted Melucha until Klal Yisrael Aneha. Yishmael was never granted melucha. Yishmael essentially, as Rashi says, al pnei kal echad nofel. Yishmael is fundamentally stateless. In the chalukah of all the umos that you see in Sefer Dvarim, that was Moyov, Amoim, each umah had its specific region around the Eretz Yisrael that was its sovereign territory. Yishmael is Yoshev Basafor, Rashi says. Yishmael dwells on borders. Yishmael was never given a territory in which to establish malchus. Yishmael has Nisim and Esav has Alufim. What does the term Nasi imply? Honor, Gedula, Sorora, certain stature. It doesn't imply malchus. This basic point, Rav Hovna Zatzal, when he was a hostage in Jordan, he used this yisoid to explain the difference between the historic struggle between Yisroel and Edoim, and the struggle between Yishmael and Klal Yisroel. And he said the following. He said, when Yishmael was banished from Beis Avram, Goresh es Omo Hazois ve es Beno, ki lo yirash ben ha Omo Hazois in Bnei Yitzchak, Yishmael became utterly dispossessed. There was no part that he had in the Yerusha of Beis Avram that he should have drawn his malchus from. Whereas Rashi says that the way in which the destiny of the world was, so to speak, divided between Esav and between Yaakov, was there something that Rashi says was there's a pirouin of a shtar of goals. Klal Yisrael, through Yaakov, accepted that they would go into goals. And Esav holach the darkoi seira. Esav's malchus became saved. Rav Hovna then added that Yishmael is characterized by rage. So much of their rhetoric speaks about rage. The rage comes from the fact that Yishmael was left with nothing, not even a malchus, until Baal Yishim Baratim. Yishmael has been utterly dispossessed. Yishmael remains with just Nisim, whereas Edom remains with malchus. And here we come to the critical difference between the two forces that oppose Klal Yisrael. Esav is a malchus. And as such, as we'll see from the Maral, there can only be one malchus in the Bria, fundamentally. And therefore the relationship between Esav and Yaakov is lo'oim lo'oim yevot v'rav yavoy tzoyim. It's a struggle until the Ribbono Shel Olam is the kind that Havtoch of Olam Yishiyah of to whom Malchus belongs to. Esav, as Esav has Malchus currently, and then finally Ba'esav Hashem HaMalucha. And therefore we have the relationship of lo'oim lo'oim yevot. Rishonim quote the Loshim and various Loshimis of Chazal, either Kesri is the Binyan or Roimi is the Binyan, but we can never have both. That's the struggle of Malchus opposing Malchus. In the case of Yishmael, though, Yishmael's struggle is not because he represents a Malchus which fundamentally challenges the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. It's the rage of having been deprived of any significant Malchusan role in history. Yishmael's role is that of defiance. And that's what the Ramban says. The Maizim of Sar of Imenu and Avram created an Umot whose task is to be Ma'ameh, his task is to oppose, to afflict. But it's not the relationship of Lo'oin and Lo'oin Yemot. And therefore it's much less clear what will be the sequence of events as Gulos and Shal Yisrael progresses vis-a-vis Malchus Yishmael. We know that the Gulos and Shal Yisrael incorporates for Olam Yishir Ba'arei Ba'atim Lishkoi Tesar Esav. Because when Klal Yisrael will ascend in Heder Yomim to Malchus, by definition, Esau then relinquishes Malchus. But what about Yishmael? How is the rage of the dispossessed ever answered? And fundamentally, as we often sense, it's really impossible to answer. Because there is no answer to Goresh Esha'om Ha'azoyis Ve'ezbenot and Kilo Yirash Ve'ma'om Ha'azoyis and B'niyim Yitzchak. He held on to vestiges of the spiritual legacy of Beis Avraham by remaining in Nimrod. By according to many Rishonim, the das of Yishmael is not Havoy Vizaryah. The machlok is between the Rambam and Igris and the Yusha Aran and Sanhedrin. If das Yishmael is Havoy Vizaryah. Kabbalah Be'Yodeinu from Yishua Leib, that when Yishua Leib would walk in Yerushalayim and the Ibn Yishmael would be praying, he wouldn't walk in front of them because there was a certain degree of Shechinah that was in front of them. And one isn't Oivel Lifnei Amispal. Because Yishua Leib was Machriya, that their tefillah is also to Havaya Echad in some way. So there are certain ruchnistic vestiges which Yishmael uses to remain in some way connected to Beis Avraham. But fundamentally, they don't have the malchus of they don't have the malchus of Bnei Esav. The way Rav Huner explains it, it's printed in the biography of Rav Huner at the beginning of the Sefer Zikaron, and has now been recently printed in the Mamorim of the Pachad Yitzchak for Sukkos, where he said that in his lashon was Yisoy l'chol haretzicha v'hakas, the foundation of all the murder and all the rage, which we're witnessing, is because Eretz Yisrael represents to them the Nachla which they will never get and could never get. Because Kilo Yirash Ben'Oma Hazoyis in B'nei Yimitz. So how then in Achris Hayomim, in Mirab Yomeinu, is Malchus Yishmael going to be resolved? We have mentioned the lashon of the period, Kalei Seir B'chaisan, that somehow the resolution of Malchus Yishmael will somehow be part of the resolution of the Malchus of Edom. And this is alluded to by Balaturim in the end of Parashas Chayesar, where the Balaturim, as it often does, explains the smichos between Psukim at the end of Parashas Chayesar of the Eim Shnei Chai Yishmael and Somichle in the Lashon of the Balaturim Be'ela Tolus Yitzchak, the beginning of Parashas Tolus Zok the Balaturim Kishayipol Yishmael Ba'achris Hayomim Azay Yitzmach Ben David Shehu Mitolus Yitzchak. The Balaturim seems to understand that Malchus Yishmael will be resolved before Malchus Beis David will be established. Bnei Yishmael are preceding in the Seder of the Mikra the mentioning of the Tolbus of Yitzchak. And therefore, says the Balaturim, the resolution of Malchus Yishmael will precede that of the re-establishment of Malchus Beis David. We find that this Shaila is already alluded to by the Ramban. In the end of Parashat Balak, this Ramban is not in all editions of the Ramban on Chumash. It's in some editions that have been printed from manuscripts include an edition of the Ramban that's not in most common editions. On the pasuk of the Tzien B'yad Kitien, so came towards the end of Parashat Balak, So the Ramban raises a fundamental question, which he said that Ibn Ezra already discusses. The Ibn Ezra is in Sefer Daniel, in Perek Beis, in the first Nebuah of Daniel, in the Nebuah of the Dal Malchus. The actual Shiloh is really raised by the Sadi going earlier than Ibn Ezra. And that is that, as we began in the opening to these Zibreteria, classically in Chazal, see the span of history in terms of four epochs of Malchus. Like you mentioned, Bavel, Paras Modai, Yovon, and finally Edom. And the question that the Eben Ezra then asks is, why isn't Malchus Yishmael in that scheme? And this kasha is significant enough for the Eben Ezra, that the Eben Ezra, in a certain respect, differs from Chazal, and says that the Malchus Revius of Daniel is actually Yishmael, and there's really a Malchus Chamishis, which is Malchus Edom. And the Ramban takes strong issue with that position of the Eben Ezra in Parshas Balak, and he says, for Rabbi Avraham, and the Eben Ezra, in this that he ichnis for the Malchus Yishmael, that he inserted in the sequence of the Malchus, the Malchus of Yishmael, and he says, ki nofal tachtam olav. He says, because the Eben Ezra in his travels experienced the oppression of Yishmael, and therefore saw how oppositional Yishmael was to Klal Yisrael, and therefore saw in the ascendance of Yishmael the making of another goddess. The Ramban doesn't mean this Chas V'Shalom as Divrei Kintur, that he nafal pachtam olav, because he was personally impacted, therefore he saw Yishmael as significant. What he meant to say is that more than the Bnei Svara, that didn't see the impact of Malchus Yishmael in that era as much, because primarily the oppression of Bnei Yishmael was in the east, not in the Arzei Samarov. And therefore, what the Ramban is saying is that the Eben Ezra has judged the impact of Malchus Yishmael such that it's deserving to be considered in its perniciousness against Klal Yisrael to be a Malchus Revius. And he says, the time. And his argument was, and here the Eben Ezra has really touched upon the question which you mentioned in the introduction to these different ayah. A malchus as significant in the Lashon of the Ramban, how can we not find it alluded to in the words of the Nevi'im and the words of Chazal we mentioned, a possible approach in the Rishonim, that in Kapitel Pe'yimol, all on Yishmael is referring to the oppression of Yishmael of Zilavet. But it's mentioned amongst an alliance of many other Am which surround the Eretz Yisrael. The unique significance, the extent of the Malchus Gedolah Ha'atzuma Kamoya deserves that Malchus Yishmael should have a more prominent place in the Vuan in Chazal. And the Ramban says that we have to understand that the way Chazal and the Nevi'im, and by extension the way obviously the Rebbe Yishalayim wanted us to view the span of the history of Klal Yisrael, is not by so much the extent of the suffering Klal Yisrael endures, although of course that is all the terrible aspects of Golos, but primarily the depth of Golos is reflected in that Klal Yisrael is bereft of Malchus, and another nation has assumed the role of Malchus in the world. That's the depth of Golos. Says the Ramban, what characterizes the sequence of the Dalai Malchuyas, he says, is ki kol achas goyveres al akridenes, v'tuifeses ha-malchus nimena. Ashur robbed Klal Yisrael of Malchus. Golos and Modai was then Ahasuerus and Molach Bekipa. But where did that Malchus of Bogel come from? When Nebuchadnezzar, where did that Malchus of Ahasuerus come from? It came from an earlier Melech who was Molach Bekipa, the first one, which was Shlomo Melech. All Malchus of the Umos HaOlam is something taken from the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. And the depth of Golos is the Chilul Hashem, that there is Malchus in its unjustified place. Of course, the suffering of Klal Yisrael, like the Ramban says in Parshas Dvarim, Ki me'avas Hashem eschem bochar bochem, because there's the Klal Yisrael of Azim Shebu'umos, who endure the Seva of O Yehudoi O Yitzolv. The idea that Klal Yisrael characterizes the experience of Klal Yisrael in Golos, but what characterizes the fundamental aspects of Golos is an Umo which has robbed Klal Yisrael of Malchus and has worn the crown of Malchus in the Bria, where it justifiably is acts of Klal Yisrael. And therefore the Rambam continues to say, even if there will be other forces which are dominant in the world, they won't be counted in the count of Chazal and in the voice. And he says, because they didn't take Malchus from Klal Yisrael. And he says, ולקח בכל מקום שעון גם לשמור גם לחוי דובת קוש בגול שבוי מי אנחנו. Because Yishmael never assumed Malchus. Again, if you go back to the Yisoyim of the Pesukim, Yishmael, our Messiah, never Al-Fem, he never assumed Malchus. And he says, Achachach Yibru HaRoimiyah, in the sequence of history, Roimiyah then assumed Malchus. V'yishtar Tuboru Al-Esakeit, ki lo itiposik Malchus omrach b'yavadoy. Now the Ramban elsewhere explains that the Roman Empire is no longer extant. Who carries that Malchus? And he explains that eventually Malchus Roimi, as the Byzantine Empire began to ascend, became infiltrated by the influence of the mainstream, by Christianity. And the dominant force which we know has defined Western culture ad hayom was that ethic. Our legal systems are based on that. Our ethical and moral systems are based on that. It's because the Ramban says that Noitzrus merged with Malchus Roimi to become the dominant force which, so to speak, dominates world culture, so that Malchus Yisbarach is not evident in the way that it will be in the period of V'hoyah v'yom ahuu yehi Hashem echad u'shmayecha V'hoyisav Hashem anuch. And therefore the Ramban says that's the reason why Golus Yishmael doesn't rank amongst the Dalet Malchuyas, because it doesn't belong to the same sequence. An additional depth that lies in this Ramban is elaborated on by the Maral in his Sefer Ne'er Mitzvah, which is a Sefer on Chanukah, where he discusses the third Golus of Yochanan. But Toichvorov, as the Maral explains the various chazals that describe the sequence of the Dal Malchuyas, the Maral interjects the following, and perhaps it would be valuable to read a little bit of the Lashonis Nifloim of the Maral and be ma'ayin in the depth, some of the depth that we can perhaps perceive in his words. The Yesh B'nei Olam Shoyal, that those that are asked, Ve'heichon Romas Malchus Yishmael, where do you find Malchus Yishmael alluded to? And again, almost echoing the words of the Ramban, she Malchus Raps of the Takifa. It was a Malchus not just large in geographical reach, but Takifa with immense strength. But Shuva Sheva Zoisma Shalizoka Malchus Yishmael, Ki lo yichoshet hakosu rak Malchus Shekibu Malchus Kadishin El Yonim. Based on the language of the Novi and Neil. It's only those who have tried to usurp the Malchus of Kedusha and Briah. She Yorushu Malchus Yisrael V'Koicham, like we said from the Ramban, that they deprived Klal Yisrael of their Malchus and their strength. V'imloi Shebitel Malchus Yisrael, were it not to have been that Klal Yisrael would have been deprived of its Malchus, obviously through the rotting of the Ribbono Shel Olam, lo higia lahem Malchus. And here's the key point that the Maral is saying. All of the Dalet Malchuyos exist because they take up the mantle of Malchus that Klal Yisrael was forced to relinquish. Whereas, says the Ramban, paradoxically, Malchus Yishmael lo yorash koichoi min Malchus Yisrael. Yishmael didn't need to pick up the dropped mantle of Malchus to be able to assume its role. And here the Maral says the Dovah Nifla. He says, Ki koichoi v'tokhoi, nosa loy Hashem yisborach ba'atzmoi. The Dalet Malchuyos achieved prominence in a two-step process. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Roi Rachamov, deprived Klal Yisrael of Malchus and sent them into Golus. And then the Rebbeinu Shlomo was mesaver that different umas came and picked up that relinquished malchus. It's not direct from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Whereas in Yishmael, it says the Maral, Koichoi v'tokfoi ignosom lo Yashem nisborach b'shla'atzmoi. The malchus of Yishmael was then directly given by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Dvar d'floim. Yishmael doesn't come and occupy like that other umas a vacuum. Klal Yisrael relinquishes malchus, and Dalad Malchuyos, as the wheel of history turns, each one takes over as the previous empire falls. That's not the way Yishmael is. Yishmael has his own divinely ordained mission, exactly as the Ramban says. The Rebbeinu Shlom created Yishmael and the Pera Olam to be Ma'ane Klal Yisrael. And it's there, like the Pirkei de Beleza says, to be Mekare Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should be the Sal, Yishmael Ve'ane. It's a unique role. And the Maral says, why does he have that? B'shul shachoyo mizera Avram. Because Yishmael has some vestiges, some remainder of what it means to be part of Zera Avram. Imagine the simple chizuk that we can draw from these words of the Maral. If by merely being associated with Beis Avram after Goresh Esa'oma Azois Ve'esbenot, the schar and the stature that Klal Yisrael gives is to establish a malchus that's rabsa v'tekipa because he inherited crumbs from the table of the ruchnis of Avraham Avinu. Imagine the rabsa v'tukva that awaits Klal Yisrael, the genuine B'nai Avraham. Look what having stepped over the threshold of Avraham's house and still been banished gives an ummah. Imagine what's awaiting Klal Yisrael. The Maral continues and says, "Hashem Yisborach Omar." The Rebbeinu Shlomo says, "Ubi Yishmael Shmaticha." And Avraham accepted reluctantly to be Shenei B'Kol Soro Shma B'Koyla. Nonetheless, Avraham pleaded with the Rebbeinu Shlomo that Ubi Yishmael Yichya L'Fanecha. Which is the Maral is explaining means Yichya L'Fanecha means Yishmael should have still some tenuous connection to the Ruch, the Soif Ko Soif, it was Zera Avraham. Hashem Nosan Yisborach Koyach V'Toykech L'Yishmael B'Fnei Atzma U'Mizeh Ein L'Daber Hashem Maskir Shev Dalad Malchus. Because in a certain way Dalad Malchus owed less self-generating than Malchus of Avraham. Rak asher yorash koichoy betok from Shal Yisrael ubasoif yachzir uheim ha-malchus Yisrael. And here the Maral says there's two processes. There's the process by which the umos ha-olam who have themselves generated their malchus on the shoulders of Malchus of Klal Yisrael will eventually have to relinquish that malchus and will be left bereft. Whereas Yishmael, like we said before, doesn't have to relinquish malchus because that's not where he derived his status from in the first place. There is a specific gzeira and a specific hanhogo of when the Rebbeinu Shlomo Berachmo will decide that the tafkid of Yishmael has been fulfilled and that he drew from Beis Avraham has been utilized and has now expired. And this is when Kanira Klal Yisrael will be misoira to that extent, like Pirkei de Beleza says, of Yishmael Biyanim. That somehow will have been the kind, as the Rambam says in Geras Tema, the mission of the doom of the master. Will have borne Shekhar in silence, will carry both the oppression and the Shekhar of Yishmael. And when it was when Chochmah El Yoyimah and the Rebbeinu Shlomo Berachmo will be goyzeh, that mission that Yishmael was given will end. That's what will be nidah. We mentioned from the Balaturim that the Balaturim seems to assume the Peshitus that the Yishmael will expire before the Chazorah of the Malchus of Beis David. The Ramban himself says the Efshet. The Ramban seems to have a suffix. Exactly what the sequence will be. And the difference between the two is this, like the Maral explains, but if a Niflah. Because he says that Hashem Yerushim talked from Mikoychim Shal Yisrael. Only those Umoys who drew their Malchus from Kal Yisrael, they will eventually have to relinquish that Malchus, because it was illegitimately obtained. Of course, it was returning his Barach that they should be Melech, but fundamentally it's illegitimate. Whereas in Yishmael, despite the fact that he doesn't have the stature of Malchus, but on the other hand, he has that Koyach that he is Mishum, is one Kiviyochel guilty directly from the Rebbeinu Shalom as a result of him being based on. The Maral in fact explains that it's even possible, like the Ramban entertains, that Klal Yisrael could have the full status of Malchus. Malchus Beis David could be Chayzer, and Malchus Yishmael may not yet be resolved. Because, says the Maral, in the same way as he established, that the Malchus of the Umas Olam has to be relinquished because eventually it has to go back to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will obtain the Malchus, but that doesn't necessarily force Yishmael to have ended their shlichus from the Rebbeinu Shlom. These are two different patterns in terms of the Hashgacha of the Rebbeinu Shlom and the state of the Bria. And therefore, says the Maral, as the Rambanism considers, the possibility that Malchus based on it will be established and Yishmael may not yet necessarily be resolved. And if one it can be medayek, the lashon of the Paitonim, Kalei Seir V'chosnoi Pa'olum Mitzion Mishim. The sequence may well be, the Rambam anticipates it, that it's possible that it will be Kalei Seir and only after that V'chosnoi. That the Baal Turim says not. But the Rambam and the Maral both consider that possibility. The experience that we have in Golus Yishmael is entirely different to the experience of Golus Eden. And that's not just in terms of literally Malchus, as the Maral explained, but as you mentioned before, in terms of world culture, like the Rambam says. The dominant world culture is going to be, says the Rambam, at Seikol Adair's Western culture. And he says in the Furish, he says that many great, vast nations, like the Tartari, who are generally understood to be referring to the Chinese, says that many vast nations, but Chazal don't consider them significant because they don't have Malchus. They didn't come to supplant and in some way challenge Malchus Yisbarach and take Malchus from Klal Yisrael. And they will not play a central role, says the Ramban, in destiny, perhaps economic, but not in terms of Malchus. Not in terms of the discourse, not in terms of culture. We find Baruch Niflaim in the Rambam in Hilchus Melachim. Again, not in all versions of the Rambam is this printed, but it's printed in the newest editions of the Rambam. You can find in the Frankel Rambam, the Paradis Rambam. There's a section of Rambam in the end of the period of Hilchus Melachim which was expunged by the censor for hundreds of years. And the Rambam says the following. The Rambam gives us a perspective of what they're going through. And the Rambam says, it's one on his line. He says, Avon machshev oispoyrei oilom in bekoyach odom ha'asinom. We can't begin to fathom the intent of the Rebbeinu Shlom when we look at and consider the sweep of history. He says, Ki loy darcheinu drocho loy machshev oiseinu machshev oisof. V'kol ha'dvarim eilu shal Yeshua ha'noitzri. The Rambam considers that both Yeshua HaNoitzri and Yishmael should be considered as in some way one, because both of them attempted to alter Chassid Shalom Mahavir and Tzadik Hadolah, is the authentic interpretation of Torah Nisiyah. And therefore the Rambam says, Einon elo liyashet derech lemelech HaMashiach. They're there to pave the way for the reinstatement of Malchus Beis David, or the sacking of Sa'olam Kulay, and to begin to prepare the world, Lavi Des Hashem B'Yachad, to eventually become unified in how they will be over the Hashem. Kitzat, how is this going to be brought about? Kvar nismalech ha'olam kuloi midivrei ha'moshiach. There are vast sections of the world that ascribe to various denominations of the Christian faith. Umidivrei ha'Torah umidivrei ha'mitzvot, and therefore there are many nations that have been exposed to some of the fundamentals of the Hagul of Torah. And this is encompassed even nations who are in the description of the Rambam less cultured than cultures that we're familiar with. And there's a mighty discussion that goes on between different nations of the world about various approaches in religion. Elu oyu mitzvos, elu emes, hoyu kvar bitul bizman hazeh, v'loyhoi v'noi v'loyis l'dayos. That's Chas V'Shalom, the hasasa of the Yeshua HaNoitzri. Torah was observed at a certain time, and now Chas V'Shalom is altered. V'elu oyu v'dvar nistaros yeshvahem v'elu kibshutam. V'kvar bo Moshiach v'vimah nistarehem, which was something in the more in the Muslim, in the faith of the Menadi of Yishmael. The Rambam is describing a world in which religion is at the center of public discourse. If one simply looks at history, it's a remarkable phenomenon. My own observations are one observed by Chachmei Umasayim. On the one hand, we had the Age of Enlightenment, we had the Renaissance, we had a constant progression towards scientific enlightenment, cultural enlightenment, and Kassachon atheism. And if one reads writings from the late 19th century, early 20th, it was assumed that there would be no vestige of religious discourse within a number of decades. And yet, in our times, religion and religious extremism is one of the most discussed and central topics in public discourse. How did that happen? By all accounts, advances in history, in technology, and in culture should have divorced religion from the public arena entirely. There's an enormous force in memories of Hashmoy, which is forcing the discussion of the Das of Emes into the front and center in the world. The idea that the so-called Mesiras Nefesh of Bnei Yishmael for their cause should reignite a discussion about religious fundamentalism is unfathomable if one would simply consider history 7 or 8 decades ago. This is what the Rambam is speaking about. The dominance that the world fundamentally is divided into two main world religions, so to speak. And of course, in terms of numbers, there are others, but in terms of what's dominating the public discussion in the world, Zot the Rambam are Bnei Yishmael and the Bnei Yeshua HaMitzvah. And the Rambam draws for us what, so to speak, we can see in the little that we understand of what the Rabbeinu Shalom's Mashavas are. He says, "Ukeshayamu ikhamelech haMoshiach beemes, v'yatzliach v'yoru v'inatzliyad." When the true Moshiach emerges, miyad hinkulam choizrim v'yoyim sheshekem nachu aviseyim v'shediviyeyim aviseyim nitu. Because the world will be discussing religion, the world will be seeking truth, and it will be immediately obvious when the Melech Moshiach is established that there is the answer. And therefore, all the competing dosos in the olam will immediately be nekach in the lashon Rambam to sofa achas v'dvar machodim to be able to be oved as Hashem. And we know this because the tefillos in Rosh Hashanah speak about this. And the most poignant point in the avodah, v'yesol chole avecha, v'yatu shechem echa v'avdecha, v'yidu lucha kesem lucha. It's at the heart of the tikva of klal yisrael, the ruach shleimah, that we speak about all the Ummah Sayyidina can be unified. What generates that? The Rambam says what generates it is the emergence of world religions, mighty religions, which will challenge the veracity of Chas V'Shalom and be so desired. And the entire world will be engaged in a complex dialogue of truth, about truth. And that will then emerge will be the last animus. This is the perspective that the Rambam uses. As we mentioned, the Yichya Misum and Kael, because the Rebbe says in Yichya, in the Zman of Yishmoel, remember that we said the Rambam quotes in Igeres Teimon, we now understand Yichya Misum and Kael is not just because somehow the sound of the words are similar. It's not. The reason is Yichya Misum and Kael, because the depth and the pain of Golus Yishmoel is because it's Misum and Kael, like the Maharal says. Yishmoel is not the same as Edom. In Edom we have a clarity. We understand that eventually the Umos Olam will have to relinquish Malchus because it was ours in the first place. But when it comes to Malchus Yishmoel, we have no concept of what that Shlichus the Rebbeinu Shlom gave Yishmoel to do. And that certainly applies what the Rambam says of Kilo Machshavayseichem. Because like the Maharal says, Yishmoel doesn't come to undermine, it didn't derive its essence from the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. It's because the Rebbeinu Shalom gave it for a specific shlichus as part of his emergence to be based Avram. And something, if we want to be a little more profound, something which draws its strength from the tzitzis of Kedusha, Hagam that it was in this area of a klipa, is far more potent than a klipa tmei. That's the koyach bishmol miyichya misumar keil. It's somehow crumb, so to speak, of the ruchnis of Ayi Shalachrom in someone who had to be completely megurish. And miyichya misumar keil. That we have no conception of. And therefore, we literally live with that, like the man, like the Pirkei Avot says, Yishma Keil Biyane. Like the Rambam says, Mishmo Dumo V'Masa. We bear it because that is the Gzeira of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. This doesn't come from our mouths. This is directly written in Yisrael. The Bistirov was once asked if he was ever zeichet to meet the Chafetz Chaim. And the Bistirov said that he met the Chafetz Chaim once when he was on his way back to Brisk and he had to change trains in the Varsha terminus. And when he was there, he heard that the Chafetz Chaim was in Varsha, and in the time that he had between the two trains, he went to see the Chafetz Chaim. And he says, the Chafetz Chaim ot geret ul mongichat brilantin. The Chafetz Chaim was speaking and there was diamonds to collect. And he says, Ashol lichot nishki ken blyden linger. It was just, it was so disappointing that I couldn't stay longer. But I had to catch the train. But the Bistirov said, among the things that he heard, is he heard that Chafetz Chaim spoke about the Gemara in Chelek, a member of Elazar, Mayasa Odom v'yinotza Michevli Moshiach. And we know what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Yasa Fatayru v'gimus ha'salat. And the Chafetz Chaim said, Chafetz Chaim often said things in a very deceptive, very simple way, but there was worlds of depth behind his words. He says, Oyr v'lazar hod nishki buskin ander eitza. Und ein Chazal hat ein nicht gewusst in andere Eitze. Weißt du, es hat nicht doch in andere Eitze. That's what the Bistirov said. He said, if the Belezer didn't give us any other suggestions besides the answer of Pater of Minas Chazal, if Chazal Akadoshim couldn't give us anything else besides the answer of Pater of Minas Chazal, then that means there is nothing else for us to look for. And that's exactly what the Rambam says. Mishmo v'dumo v'masa. Our task is to be soiva Malchus Yishmol, because that's Zeyosi's work. And what can we do? A mikdash we don't have, so that one of the three avudim of avoda that the oilam is tali in, we don't have, but we have in substitution for that we have tefillah, Yishmo Keil Yane, and we have the amud of Avtoira, and we have the amud of Gilas Chesed. The number of sirens brought, Domsky brings into Fair Shlomo, there's a sentence in the spiritual novels, and there's a Makore in the Sodom of Talmide Harizal. That is my name, even Torah we don't have completely, and And the Ikar Amudin which the oil is omen on is chesed. My Yafsa Odom, the Yenotzim, the Chemish, and Mashiach, Yafsa is a prayer of Milos Chatzalim. It's a chizuk to the Tzibur of this particular Mokan Kodesh. Mechuna is a center of Torah and Chesed. A Mokam in which one can be zoichah to be nitz on the Chevel Mashiach. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said, the Miskirov said, for Bichach Berlanda. We often feel that there must be some response that we have to look for. Some approach that if we only were insightful enough and knowledgeable enough and powerful enough, we would be able to somehow know how to counter. But the Rambam already does Megala in the Eretz Tamar, that the nature of Golus Yishmol is Mishmol the Duma V'Masa. We have to bear the Sheker. We have to bear the outrageousness of the rage of the unanswerable and fundamentally unresolvable request for Eretz Yisrael, which can never be resolved because it comes, like Rav Hutnik explains, from Goresh et Alma Zayis Ve'Espinah. Can never be resolved. And our task is to bear with the shlichus that the Rebbe Yisrael gave Yishmael and the Bria as a result of Yishmael emerging from Beis Avraham. Perhaps we'll finish with a Nekuda in Avraham relevant to this period. And that is how we look at the fundamental requirements of every year to be Mitzatha Yeshua. How do we incorporate that? How do we live it? What does it mean to us? It can hardly be stated stronger than the way the Rambam does in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Melachim. When the Rambam says, Kol mi she'ein l'mamin boi, oy mi she'ein l'mechake l'diosai. Not just do we have to establish the Gula Asidah, the reestablishment of the Malchus Beis David, Kibbutz Golis, etc., as a fundamental of Amunah, as we know the Rambam counts that, as one of the many of the Kriya Amunah, but so too says the Rambam to be Mechaka Leviosa. And the Rambam says, if we are lacking in either of them, then the Rambam says, Loi B'Shayim Nevi'im Levatum Koyfer Al Torah U'Meshah Be'im. The Biskirov explained that that's the reason why in the Siddur we add Animamim Be'un Shalema of Vias HaMashiach Va'afa Pishe Yisna Me'a Im Kozea Chakeloi. When we establish and state the Amun and Chiyas HaMeisim, we don't say we're Maimin that the Rebbe Yishon was Mechai HaMeisim Va'afa Pishe Yisna Me'a was still being Mechake. Unique to Vias HaMashiach is the establishment of Malchus Beis David and Kibbutz Golis. That the mechaker with the osoi is part of the ikri emunah. What does that mean? The language of being mechaker or being mitzaper means an event which must happen. When we wait for something, it means because it's expected. Expected means we predict its occurrence. What does that mean that we anticipate Moshiach as a predicted occurrence? And the Yisoda Baramut Mubur Maral is this. The reason why Tzipisa Yeshua, as the Gemara in Shabbos says, is so fundamental to the life of a person that it encompasses his lifespan. He's asked the question, Tzipisa Yeshua, why? Surely, as the Baal Ikrim asked, say for Ikrim Beisid Alboy, Moshiach is schar. It's an ideal, it's a utopia which we hope for, but what's the centrality that it occupies in the structure of the Emunah of Yiddishkeit? And the answer is, says the Maral, and the fact that the Yisoy is really already in the Abarbanel in the state of Rosh Hashanah. We're not being mechaker for Moshiach as the change. Mitzvah of the Biyosa means it can't be that the Rabbeinu Shalom intended the Bria to be as it is now. We can't live, we can't accept the Metzias of the Olam as it is. That's what it means. Like the Maral and the Ramban said, a world which is bereft of Malchus Shamayim in the Lashon of the Ramban is in Lashon of the Maral is Einoi Olam. This can't be what the Rabbeinu Shalom intended. Not the way Klal Yisrael is, not the way Kiddushim Shemayim is, not the way our Nisyonos are.
Mechakel l'diyosa means Rebbeinu Hashem, there must be something else because this is not it. Mechakel l'diyosa means every day me'afof yishe yisma mea in kozeh hakeloi. The concept of being mitzvah that Mashiach can come every day is the idea that we can't bear our current existence. Because the degree of chilul shem shamayim, the absence of malchus shamayim, all that of the ruchnistic treasures of Klal Yisrael which have been deprived on, nevuah, beis hamikdash, avodas hakarbonos, kuhuna, etc. The Rambam is marchiv. How could that be? How could this be the oilam which the Rebbeinu Shlom intended? Mechakel l'biyosa means that we understand that the current state is an aberration and therefore must change. Therefore, when we're asked tifisa l'yeshua, it doesn't mean did you envision Moshiach? It means did you live your life understanding that the hesed that there exists cannot be what the Rebbeinu Shlom intended for his bria. And therefore you realize that every day which it continues just can't be because one day won't predict the next. Because every day is, like the Maharal says, an Einar Yom, it's a Yotzen in HaKlal. The concept of the Mitzvah of Bias Moshiach is a perspective on the now. And therefore, inevitably, Moshiach has to come. And we'll finish with Dvarim Nifloim from the Chasam Sofer in the very last Tshuva near there. The Chasam Sofer says something astounding, and you would know that he would write it, we would assume that this is a Chiddush Otzer. Zot the Chasam Sofer mentioned before that the Sefer Ikrim questions the inclusion of Bias Moshiach as one of the Ikrim. Of course, it's kipasim like the Rambam that it is. There's no question about that. But he said that Ekrim Yerush asks, surely Moshiach is Yitzchak. What is it then? Makes it a pillar of Yiddishkeit. He mentioned an approach based on Barbanel and the Maral. But Chasam Sofer says the following. He says, "E actually lachamin b'shul oichem." This is lashon of Chasam Sofer. That Bias Moshiach is so fundamental, that if somehow Moshiach wouldn't come, that would somehow undermine Yiddishkeit, that it can't be. And that we should ever consider the following. If Chas V'Shalom there would ever be, Chato'enu Gorni, that if our Averis would be that severe, Chas V'Shalom, she garish of Yisrael girush oyvam, that the Rebbeinu Shlom would somehow decree that Klal Yisrael will not be given. And the Chas V'Shalom says there's a precedent to that. Ukad the sphere in the Bekiva Baseres HaShvatim. We find that there's the pin in the Bekiva, the Tam and Perikhevet, that Baseres HaShvatim, who went into Golos before Malchus Yudah Binyamin, Shehi Nidchim Mo'oyvam. They were never going to come back. Zot the Chasam Sofer, Moshoyne Hazor, he says, Hamipnei Zeh, would that cause us? Rashoyne, or would the Aseres HaShvatim ever have the license? Lifroik oil Malchus Shomayim, oil Shamech Kutzer Shuyud Afilu Nidivri Chachomim? Zot the Chasam Sofer, imagine Aseres HaShvatim, when they were told, or they knew, that they would never be Nidal, they would remain in Golos forever. Did that allow them to therefore abandon the practice of Yiddishkeit? And here the Chasam Sofer says, the Loshen Nitva. He says, Chalila, Anachnu loy navoy Hashem lecho pri ha'oretz v'nizboyer v'tuvo. We are oyvei Hashem not because we're expecting in the end that the Rebbeinu Shem will give us something so magnificent and so good that it made it all worthwhile. He says, Lasois ritzoncho elokai chofatzi. We live for one thing, to do the rotzen of the Rebbeinu Shlom. And Lui Tzuyer, Chas V'Shalom, you would have to anticipate that Moshiach would never come, Rachmana Litzlan, which of course is not true. But Ilulim, Zot Chasam Sofer, that would not change in my ota of our Yiddishkeit. Because Lasu Yisr Tzoncha Likai Chofatzi, we exist to do nothing but the rotzen of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Memela, we then understand this story from the Maral and the Barbanel that we mentioned before, that our tzpiyah of the Bias HaMashiach is not for the eventual schar,
The Tzfil, the Bias Mashiach, it comes because of the Tzoynchach and the Kaich of Fatsti. Rabbeinu Shalom, we want to be able to be mispal with a clear head. We want to be able to learn Torah and understand the Oymek HaTorah. We want to be maybe Korbonos, we want to be Oyla L'Regel. Lastly, Shetzoncha L'Kaich of Fatsti. Rabbeinu Shalom, Bren Shalom Mashiach, so we can be Oyde Hashem Be'emet. That's what we want. Conclude, of course, with Tamila and Shemis of the Rambam in the end of Perek Yudbeis, which is really explained by this Abarbanel and Ramban and Maral and Chasim Sofer. Lo yis'avu ha-nevi'im ha-chachomim yimoyis ha-moshiach lo yikidei sh'yishlu to ha-olam. It's not to regain sovereignty. For lo yikidei sh'yirin ba-goyim, and not that we should be able to overpower the Umas ha-olam. For lo yikidei sh'yinasu lois ha-ma'am, and not because, not for the Umas ha-olam to give us honor. And not to ignore all the plenty. But all of this will be. But that's not the point. That Klal Yisrael should be available to be ponu, to be able to be unhindered in their engaging in Torah and Chachmasa. They will neither have those oppressing them, or not anything which will distract. This is what we've been installed for, Shabbat Yom. Even if Baruch Hashem and this Malchus of Chesed, we don't experience intensely Nixon, but how many Mevatlim we have from the Hastaras Ponim of Golos? How much Bilbo Hamorech we have? The Targum says, in the beginning of Megillas Rus, Ulay Beis Hashem Shuah Sabaolay Mutayva. By He wrote Ba'oretz that La'osta there'll be 10 Rabbim Ba'oimam. And the last one will be the worst, Koyman Bias Moshiach, which will be the raw, the Shmoya Bar Hashem. The raw of Alechim, like some Alamayim came, the Shmoya Bar Hashem, and that will be the worst raw of all. And after that raw ends, then will be the Babi Moshiach. By He raw Baretz, maybe Meshach Hashem, by He raw Baretz, by He raw Baretz, that's the Targum in Rus is coming to allude to the raw, where it won't necessarily be noticing, but the raveling to be to be able to Shmoya Bar Hashem. The reason why Bias Moshiach is part of Ikri Mun is because we'll be mistaken to Ez Hashem be Mekai Masas Tzuncha Lekai Chafatzi. The Rebbeinu Shalom should be Merachem. Goleno, Frois Chavivi Olai, Sukha Shlomecha. The Rebbeinu Shalom should be Goyal Ez Yisrael. Kedei Ez Rambam Frizois, that we should be Kruim Lavi Dosoi. And the Ez Hashem Adam, we should be Zoycha, as the Rambam says, they should be Yizku Lekai Eva Mabot, from here to Rebbeinu. Amen.
Эх, нахуй.